Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this morning until early Friday morning. Some rain and snow showers possible today, cloudy with our high nearing 49. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A slight chance for some snow early tonight, then staying cloudy with a low around 21. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Democrats in the state legislature continue to work on a piece of legislation trying to lower property tax rates across the state of Kansas, especially for those that may be on set incomes.
Well, the good news is values are going up. That's good. If you own property, you invested in it so that your investment would pay. That's the silver lining. However, the cloud is when your values go up on your home and you're not in the market to be selling it, you're going to get a tax bill this fall that says your taxes have gone up.
That was Democrat House Minority Leader Vic Miller on WIBW News, where he talks about the plans that would help cap and lower the property tax rates.
One is to adjust the classification amendment. That's in the Constitution. That's more of a long-term answer. The bottom line is that 30 years ago when we adopted the current classification amendment, homes were paying 35% of total property taxes. Today, homes are responsible for 54%. This amendment would lower that percentage back to somewhat what people expected when they voted for the amendment 30 years ago.
At American Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $27.78 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at sunset.
With the warmer weather also comes a time of stargazing for many individuals across the state of Kansas, and the Northeast Kansas Amateur Astronomy League, or NECAL, says they are planning a public viewing this week where they say you could have the opportunity to look at neat things in the sky.
Well, our mission is really twofold. First of all, we're the Northeast Kansas Amateur Astronomers League, or NECAL. We really have two missions. One is an educational and outreach mission, so we host public viewings like the one that's coming up at the end of this week, and also do some outreach to educational groups, community groups, things of that nature, schools. Our second mission really is science. We provide observational support for professional astronomers, and in particular, we specialize in observation of near-Earth objects, near-Earth asteroids, which are small rocks in space, basically, that have the potential because they are near to the Earth and cross the orbit of the Earth.
That audio from WIBW. The event is set for 7:30 on March 18th at the Fairpoint Observatory.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature is working on Legislative Bill 668 that would help change current state laws allowing mental health professionals to make decisions regarding a call of a mental health crisis with someone that could potentially be putting themselves or others in danger. As law states right now, that the only individuals that can handle the emergency protective custody would be police officers.
It is a major concern that having a police officer arrive at an already stressful situation, handcuff and place the individual in a secure vehicle, and then transport that individual to a medical facility or jail could create an even more traumatic situation for that person.
Law enforcement officers are not mental health professionals, yet they're put in a position to act as one. This is counterintuitive, and there are at times a necessity, but there are other alternatives.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say that the bill would help give mental health professionals the ability for more accurate care for those facing a crisis.
spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Due to the weather, the artist reception for Sarah Russell at the Arts Center in Marysville this evening, as well as the Historical Society program in Washington, are both rescheduled for next Thursday, March 23rd. Kansas lawmakers confronted a TC Energy executive Tuesday over the large oil spill from its Keystone Pipeline in Washington County in December. But that company official didn't directly explain why the pipeline spills have grown more severe in recent years. Gary Salzman, TC Energy Vice President of Field Operations, spoke to the Kansas House and Senate committees, the first time the company has testified before the legislature about the spill. Several lawmakers had questions about the spill, the largest in the pipeline's history, which released some 13,000 barrels of oil and triggered an ongoing months-long cleanup. The cost for the cleanup is estimated at $480 million. TC Energy will reimburse costs incurred by local and state agencies. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board member Anissa Bloom of Wetmore resigned her post at Monday's meeting. This following the recent board decision to close the Wetmore Academic Center. Bloom commented in a written response that she could no longer abide by decisions the board had made and that her service has changed her mindset and direction in which she wants to serve. Bloom went on to say that she felt she could better serve her community in this challenge more on the ground level. Matt Wassum of Frankfort has been hired as executive director for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Wassum will assume the position April 1st, replacing Ellen Barber of Marysville, who served as executive director for 7 years, retiring in December. Marysville City Council met Monday and tabled action on placement of intermodal containers after hearing a recommendation from Planning and Zoning that they not be allowed. That committee had held a public hearing February 9th with 32 citizens attending. 21 signed in against containers, one indicated support, and several rose to speak against placements. Additionally, some letters were received, and a couple commented during open forum Monday against intermodal containers. Most referred to them as unsightly and noted that valuations could go down in neighborhoods. City Council tabled action on the matter. Chris Schrader was in attendance and spoke about the Country Club Lake. A meeting will be set up with adjacent property owners and the city. An administrative and finance meeting is planned Monday evening at 6 at City Hall to further discuss a proposal from Convention and Tourism Committee to hire a shared tourism and communications director for the city. A bid from Inline Construction for $55,000 for replacing parking at the City Park tennis courts was approved. That bid was $10,000 under estimates. Approval was given for $5,000 toward a fireworks display planned in Marysville Saturday, July 8th. Convention and Tourism has proposed a hot air balloon lift in conjunction with the event this summer on the 8th of July. The mayor closed the meeting, noting that no cost estimates or final decisions have been rendered for improvements to 12th and Keystone Roads. At a previous meeting, council voted to approve costs for engineering design options in efforts to further the project and have plans initiated should grant funding come available. Mayor Jason Barnes noting that, in his opinion, taxes would have to be increased, which could include special assessments, and annexation of some property may be necessary. Again, he noted Monday that no firm decisions have been made. Discussion on the project will continue. There will be a legislative coffee with Representative Lisa Mosier and Senator Elaine Bowers Saturday, March 18th, 11 a.m. at the Seal Barn Cafe in Washington. And again, due to the weather, the artist reception for Sarah Russell at the Arts Center in Marysville this evening, as well as the Washington County Historical Society program, are being rescheduled next Thursday, March 23rd. Ivan E. T.J. Holmes IV, age 18, of Manhattan, passed away Saturday. He was born in Washington. Funeral services planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Alert Covenant Church, Leonardville. Visitation Thursday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for T.J. Holmes. Grace M. Bruna, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Grace Bruna. Dale G. Miller, age 90, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Dale Miller. Karen K. Round, age 79, formerly the Wymore area, passed away March 4th. No formal services planned. A private graveside interment with families to be held at a later date at the Czech National Cemetery, Odell, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Karen Round. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, peas and carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, fish sandwich, pasta salad, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this morning until early Friday morning. Some rain and snow showers possible throughout the region today, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Up to a half an inch of snow and sleet is possible. Staying partly cloudy and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunny but breezy throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Still staying sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And much cooler throughout Saturday night, mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper teens. And sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 32. And the record low, 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 7:35. Light rain, a cloudy overcast. It's 48 degrees. Radar indicating a broad band of light to moderate showers across the eastern third of Kansas, extending up into southeast Nebraska, sweeping across central Nebraska. Southwest and northeast is a rain-snow mix, changing over to snow. That likely moving our way. Mixed precipitation today. Starting the day at 48, we'll fall from here.
9-in or carry-out, Bite Me Barbecue serves it up the way you prefer. Order in or order ahead on their mobile app. And remember, you can always grab and go for the family or large gatherings with all their smoked meats by the pound and sides as well. Daily specials and a full menu at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Trouble for a team with high hopes for baseball's postseason. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA action out front. The Sixers, winners of five in a row, were locked in a tight game with the Cavs in Cleveland until midway through the fourth quarter when Philly started to pull away.
Tossed into Embiid. Step back right wing three. Off the glass and in.
The call on WPEN. Philadelphia extends its winning streak to 6 games, taking down the Cavs 118-109. At Minneapolis, Marcus Smart came up clutch for the Celtics, tangling with the T-Wolves.
Smart, right-handed dribble, working the ball to the right-hand side. Backs up. 5 to shoot it all of a sudden. Smart head towards the basket. Smart lays it up in a tough one through a double team.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. The layup helped Boston rally late in the fourth, edging the T-Wolves 104-102. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 35 points. Continuing on the hard boards, DeMar DeRozan once again worked his magic. The disappointing Bulls tying the Kings at 114 on a 4-point play with 12 seconds left in the game. But Kings guard De'Aaron Fox had the answer.
5 seconds to go. It's all on his shoulders. Fox rocks. He fires for the win. He's got the triple.
The call on KHTK. Kings beat the Bulls 117-114. The dreadful Houston Rockets beat the Lakers 114-110. And the Heat ripped the Grizzlies 138-119. The first 4 round in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Fairleigh Dickinson drubbing Texas Southern 84-61 to grab the 16 seed in the East Regional. Arizona State ripped Nevada 98-73 to take the 11 seed in the West. Baseball. Team USA defeated Colombia 3-2 in the World Baseball Classic. Venezuela's up next Saturday in the quarterfinal. Mets closer Edwin Diaz injured his right knee celebrating Puerto Rico's win last night. The Mets announced Diaz will undergo an MRI later today to determine just how bad it is. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Annual Marysville American Legion Baseball Spring Soup Day is Thursday, March 16th, serving chili, chicken noodle, vegetable, beef, ham and bean soup with sandwiches and desserts. Free will donation, carryouts available. American Legion Baseball Spring Soup Day, Thursday, March 16th, 11 to 7, at the Marysville American Legion.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Thursday, March the 16th, and as we usually do around here, we check on the previous day. Here's how your Wednesday finished out. Final price for May corn, 626 and a half, up 5 3/4. July corn, 612 and a quarter, up 2 1/2. Wheat for May, 7.02 3/4, your final price, up 6 1/2. July wheat closed at 7.13, up 6 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May closed at 8.19 3/4, up 2. Kansas City wheat for July finished at 8.09 3/4, up 4 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for May finished at 8.52 1/2, up 2 1/2. Minneapolis wheat for July closed at 8.52 1/2, up 5 1/4. May oats finished down 1 1/2 at 3.47 1/2. July oats finished down 2 at 3.47. Soybeans for May finished down 4 1/2 at 14.89 1/4. Soybeans for July closed at 4.74 1/2, down 7 1/4. Cotton closed at 79.11, down $2.26. Live cattle for April finished at 161.55. That's down $1.50. Your high was 162.90, low 161.10. Live cattle for June finished at 156.57 1/2, down $1.17 1/2. High was 157.67 1/2, low 156.22 1/2. Feeder cattle for March closed at 188.20, down $1.72 1/2. High was 189.80, low 187.60. And that's what happened yesterday. Today is a new day, but we could see some of the same influences today on the markets as we did yesterday. We'll keep you up to date.
11 years ago, three brothers took center stage on social media to make an impact in agriculture. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State graduates, the Peterson Farm Brothers, Greg, Nathan, and Kendall Peterson, give insight on their impact on agriculture through social media.
I think it actually starts with the fun. It starts with the entertainment. That's our connection to people. That's what gets people watching, whether that's people in agriculture or really our goal is that people outside of agriculture will watch our videos. So that's kind of our goal from the start is to entertain and draw people in and then bring in the education, whether that's through our informational videos or through our blogs or through some of our posts on other platforms besides YouTube. That's the ultimate goal is to provide education for people, but entertainment's kind of where it starts.
Kendall describes how their videos cultivate conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely see in the comment section of your videos, you kind of get a taste of who's watching and what they think. And we don't always have time to read all the comments or respond to all of them, but you definitely get a lot of conversations happening. And so, you know, I think there's definitely been a lot of conversations happening there. I do think that there's probably a lot of conversations that we never even know happen. Like, if you think about, we have teachers all the time tell us that they play our parody videos in school, and think about all these elementary school students around the country that are talking about agriculture after watching one of our videos. And so it's hard to know for sure how many conversations are generated, but you definitely get a feel for what people are saying.
Nathan and Greg continue by encouraging others to share their story.
I think everyone has a story, you know, every farm has a story and why they do what they do, and everyone's trying to get better at what they do. And I think showing that and telling that, I mean, maybe it's just locally you're sharing, but that still makes a difference. And I think people are interested in what's going on around the country. And so I think everyone has a story to tell, and we can all be proud of what we do. And hopefully, you know, we all enjoy our jobs and can showcase, you know, just talk about it and tell the story of our farm.
Yeah, I think honestly, and this is a trap we fall into as well, like, it's not always about what you're doing. It's more about who you are. People are really interested in your personality and your family and the people who are behind raising their food, not necessarily the ways they're doing it. They want to learn about that too, but they want to learn about you first. And so we always try to remind ourselves to let people into your lives and let them see who you are and what you do. And along the way, you can explain what you're doing.
That's the Peterson Farm Brothers, Greg, Nathan, and Kendall Peterson, with insight on their impact on agriculture through social media. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
We all know the benefits of taking a daily vitamin or supplement. Is there a downside? We take a closer look next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 16th, the 75th day of the year. Comedic actor Jerry Lewis was born on this day in 1926. If you take a daily vitamin supplement, have you ever wondered, is it possible to get too much of a good thing? In other words, can you overdose on vitamins? The answer is a definite yes. In extreme cases, exceeding the quantity your body needs can lead to symptoms like nausea, stomach cramps, loss of appetite, and sometimes nerve damage. The sensible plan is to start with a balanced diet. If you still have a deficiency, talk to a doctor about supplements or consult the FDA's daily intake recommendations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter online at almanac.com.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting around 1,500 head of cattle for the sale today, including a black first calf heifer pair, three black and red pairs, December and January calves, 4 to 5 years old, 15 mixed fall calving cows, bred Red Angus, they're younger, one black bull calf, 10 days old, had a guard shot, plus 35 black steers nevers weighing 375 to 5, 31 weighing 4 to 5, 62 black and red steers nevers 4 to 5, 8 black mostly heifers and a bull, 4 to 500 pounds. 40 black steers nevers, 4 to 6. 18 weighing 4 to 6. 20 weighing 4 to 6. 55 black and Charlie steers nevers weigh 425 to 6 and a quarter. 45 black and red heifers, 450 to 550. 14 black steers nevers, 475 to 550. 30 mixed heifers weighing in at 5 to 5 and a half.
5 black steers nevers, 5 to 6, 40 black and red steers, weighing 5 to 6, 15 black steers nevers, 5 to 6, 40 weighing 5 to 6 and a quarter, 48 weighing 5 to 7, 60 mixed steers nevers, 500 to 1,000 pounds, 50 black and Charlie cross heifers, 650 to 7, 75 mostly black steers nevers, weighing 7 to 8, 120 mostly black and a few red steers nevers, 7 to 850, 40 black replacement quality heifers, 725 to 775, 20 black steers nevers, 8 to 850, 180 black Angus ASV yearling steers, 825 to 875, 49 black yearling steers, 850 to 875, 60 mixed yearling steers, 850 to 875, 120 black and red yearling steers, 9 to 950, another 180 weighing 9 to 975, plus 28 black steers and heifers, 900 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 48, and that may be our high temperature for the day. Colder temps coming with a wind shift to the north becoming gusty. Mix of precipitation, rain showers changing over to snow showers perhaps later today. Looking at the eastern third of Kansas with some mixed light precipitation that extends into southeast Nebraska. Across the central part of Nebraska, southwest to northeast, a mix of rain, snow at this hour.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's finally time for the Kansas teams to be partaking in the NCAA basketball tournament going into day number one of regular play for round one of the March Madness tournament. Is the number one Kansas Jayhawks in their seed ends up taking on number 16 Howard with that tip off in the early afternoon at 1 p.m. The Jayhawks wrapped up number two in the Big 12 Conference after losing to the Texas Longhorns, but are number one in their division for the March Madness tournament, where after the potential victory over the Howard Bison, they could take on either Arkansas or Illinois. Kansas State basketball also in action tonight, as well as they have an evening tip at 8:40 as the number 3 Kansas State Wildcats in their region are taking on the number 14 Montana State Bobcats. If the Wildcats advance through tonight as well, they will go into round number 2 taking on either number 6 Kentucky or number 11 Providence. Other teams from the Big 12 include the number 1 Texas Longhorns, who are sitting number 2 in the Midwest region, taking on Colgate.
Twin Valley All-League girls' first team honors went to Owen Dieters of Centralia, Clifton Clydes, Shea Wirtz, and Seffi Wirtz, Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson of Donova West, Hattie Gross of Frankfurt, Hanover's Keegan Atkins and Anna Juniman, Sophia Bott of Lynn, and Harper Whitstein of Troy. Second team selections were Lena Haverkamp of Centralia, Lillian Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde, Brenna Eddy of Donova West, Sydney Wapp and Emma Hardwick of Frankfurt, Maisie Holly of Hanover, Marcella Herta and Claire Beichman from Lynn, Valley Heights' Maggie Turber and Avis Smith, and Jesse Hoover of Washington County. Hanover girls took the league title undefeated with Frankfurt 12-1. Donova West went 11-3, Clifton Clyde 10-2. Valley Heights was 8-4, Lynn 7-5. Centralia, Washington County, Axtell, Onega, Troy, Blue Valley, and Wetmore round out TVL. Twin Valley All-League boys' first team honors went to Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley, Centralia's Trenton Talley, Coy Steinbrock, Jack Skokchny, Trent Long, and Seth LeClaire of Clifton Clyde, Josh Zarbadeke of Hanover, and Reagan Hartman of Troy. Second team selections were Eli Brockstrom of Axtell, Ryan Stevens of Blue Valley, Reese Tanking of Centralia, Drayden Reed of Clifton Clyde, Chase Bruno from Hanover, Gavin Turk of Lynn, Onega Zach Fisher, Bowden Manitz of Troy, Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights, and Kyler Womack from Wetmore. Clifton Clyde was undefeated in 12 league starts, Axtell 12-1, Hanover and Blue Valley boys both 10-3, Troy, Centralia, Valley Heights, and Lynn, Onega, Wetmore, Washington County, Frankfort, and Donova West round out the TVL. Axtell boys went on to a fourth-place finish in 1A Division II, with Centralia losing first round 1A Division I. Hanover and Donova West girls won state titles in 1A Divisions I and II, and Frankfort finished third in D1.
KNDY. couldn't sleep a wink. Missed my exit on the way to work. Left my coffee by the kitchen sink. Boss man's worried about my mental health. I'm not acting like myself. Yes, my head is just somewhere else. Cause I can't stop thinking about last night, moonlight, auburn hair and hazel eyes. I'm still feeling butterflies. And I can't stop thinking about front porch, first kiss. I'm still trying to catch my breath. Falling never felt like this. So I can't stop thinking about that. Yesterday's like a picture show. They keep playing in my mind. I've reloved each moment at least a thousand times. I know I need to get on with my day, but I can't seem to concentrate. Baby, I'm getting carried away.